Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 6th edition, 8-game slate on tap for you. It's an early one, starting at 10:05 Eastern, 105, or 10:05 Pacific, 105 Eastern, and goes until about 4:05 Eastern, 105 Pacific. So 8-game slate throughout the morning and early afternoon. So you have a light evening of action, like one or two games. So you might have to, you know, hang out with the family, see how that goes for you. But we'll get you all covered for this 8-game early slate. It's a fun one. Got some good pitching. Got some really good hitting to attack. Kind of like the Wednesday's action. Hope everybody had a successful Wednesday. I know there's some nice sweating going on in the FSD Slack chat, Fantasy Degen Slack chat. So if you want to get up in there, just hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric. Get me your email. We'll get you in there for free. Also, if you'd like to see my written content, it's at rotoballer.com. On Thursday, I'll have your free DraftKings picks. So come check all that good stuff out. Also, if you give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. We have the season-long fantasy baseball podcast, Benched with Bubba, and all kinds of other good stuff. So come check it all out. And if you want to watch the podcast instead of just listening to it on your phone or your apps, go to the RotoBar YouTube channel, subscribe, like, share, all the good stuff over there. But like I said, 8 games for you on a Thursday. Let's check out the totals. We got 7 of the 8 totals on this one for you. Astros, Yankees, 7.5. Brewers, Phillies, 7. Tigers, Red Sox, 8.5. Mets, Cardinals, 8. Indians, Royals, 8.5. Jays, A's, 8.5. Braves, Nationals, 9.5. So as you can tell by just the totals alone, we start with some pitching matchups, and then it gets into the hitting. So it's going to be a fun slate. It's going to be an all-dayer type deal to get us going. And let's kick it off with the pitching on this slate. Gerrit Cole leads the way at 10-5. Yeah, I'm not going to go too deep on this one. It's the Houston Astros. We know they're a good offense. They're starting to get it kicking. But it's Gerrit Cole. The Astros strike out 20% of the time versus righties, 245 average, 171 ISO, 110 WRC plus, so slightly above average offense that doesn't strike out a lot. So that's tricky, but it's Gerrit Stinkin' Cole, who's just outstanding. He's a quality starts machine, 1.43 ERA on the year. He's given up four total earned runs over the entire season, which encompasses about like 34 innings or so. He's been that darn good. He has 10 or more strikeouts on 4 of 5 starts, 8 or more in every one of them, 3 straight starts of 10 or more strikeouts. Like last start, he pitched 6 innings, 18 outs. Or no, he had more than 18 outs. 6 innings, this interesting. But 12 strikeouts, 4 ground ball outs, 3 fly ball outs. Like the dude, that was an 87 pitch. They yanked him early because they were cruising past Detroit. But even against Cleveland, Tampa Bay, the dude's a beast. He's got like such a great floor. Just a matter of how many strikeouts does he get against Detroit. I mean, against Houston, should get a fair share. But I just realized they don't strike out a lot, but it could be a getaway day. Get a different lineup out there. So have some fun with it. But Gerrit Cole, he's the ace with the bullet. So if you feel like paying up, and you can because there's tons of value, you can go to Gerrit Cole at 10-5. If you want to save in a tournament, like in cash, you just play Cole and move on, most likely. Woodruff at 93 is a good tournament play. Peralta blew up, gave up a grand slam. Other than that, he was okay. Woodruff's been a very similar guy. He's given up no more than 2 earned runs since opening day, or 3 on opening day. But his last 5 starts, no more than 2 earned runs. He's gone at least 6 innings in 5 straight starts. He has 6 or more strikeouts in every start. The dude's been darn good, 20 or more DK points in all but 1 start out of his last 5. He's a quality start machine. Going up against the Philadelphia offense, you can pick on, like, Didi hit the granny. Peralta was kind of wild. That's always Peralta's deal. If he's wild, it gets messy. But you still have a Phillies team striking out 26% of the time for right-handed pitching. Probably no Bryce Harper still battling the wrist injury. So Woodruff at 93, definitely a good tournament play if you want to go that direction. The potential chalk on this slate, and I have no problems with it. If you want to go Cole and Danny Duffy in cash, that is fine. But I will play the chalky Danny Duffy at $8,800. So I'm just going to take that chalk and run. The dude has given up a total of 2 earned runs the entire season. He's given up 4 runs, but 2 earned runs. Those were on 2 home runs. Like, that's how good the guy's been. The strikeouts have been there, 6 or more Ks in 4 straight starts, 5 or more in the entire season. He's gone 6 or more innings in 4 or 5 starts. He has over 22 DK points in every single start this season. He faced Cleveland on opening day, 6 shutout innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, 5 Ks for 24.5 points. He's only gotten better since then. It's a Cleveland offense that doesn't strike out a lot versus lefties, but he still managed 5 strikeouts in that game. He's gotten better, just below 20% K rates. So similar to the Astros situation with Cole, but they're hitting a .98, 163 ISO, and an 87 WRC plus. So I like Danny Duffy quite a bit. He's going to be chalk, and I'm pretty sure I'm eating that chalk on Thursday. Another guy, Nate Eovaldi, at $8,400. Guess who he's playing, everybody? The Detroit Tigers. Guess what we do? We play against the Detroit Tigers. This is just how it's going to go. Lefties are really bad. Righties is just as bad. So don't even fret. Just walk with it. He's gone at least 5 innings in every start. That's the one thing with Eovaldi. Sometimes he doesn't go deep enough, but a big, big strikeout arm with Eovaldi and facing a Detroit team like we love to target, striking out 30% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, 79 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. They're dreadful. Like, if you want to play some Tiger bats, we'll talk about them because you'll get a lot of bullpen because Eovaldi doesn't go deep in games. But at the same time, Eovaldi at 84, definitely in play on this evening. Last one I'm looking at here is Michael Pineda at $7,500 at home against the Texas Rangers. Pineda, 5 innings in his last start, 1 run, 5 strikeouts for 20 points. He has basically 19 or more points in 4 or 5 starts. He got blown up against Pittsburgh of all teams. But other than that, he's been very, very effective, going about 5 to 6 innings in each start, 5 or more Ks in each start. It's like not flashy with Pineda, but it's good enough. It's $7,500. There's not a lot of good cheap options that I like on this slate. And I don't think you need to go too much cheaper because of all the value bats you have on this slate. And you got Texas offense that strikes out over 30% of the time. They're like the Detroit Tigers. But everybody wants to go play Eovaldi, and you got Pineda right here. They have a better offense overall, hitting .235, 155 ISO, 104 WRC+. plus. That's better than Detroit, but that's basically average. That's an average offense. So you got the strikeouts with Pineda. He's $7,500, getting a nice value there. No problem with him at all. So it's Cole up top. Not a whole lot of explanation needs to be made there. I think Woodruff at 93 is a good GPP play, like a really good GPP play that'll come in basically unknown, especially after Peralta got blown up on Wednesday night. Love Danny Duffy. Going to be chalk. It's pretty much going to be Cole and Duffy in cash. That's what's going to be pretty much everywhere, I'd imagine, unless something really strange happens. And I got no problem with it. I think that's a great cash combo, but that's what you're going to see. I like Eovaldi quite a bit against Detroit, and I like Pineda quite a bit against Texas. If you like wanted to go Duffy and Eovaldi in cash, you can. Just realize Eovaldi has been blown up from time to time, so it's possible. But Cole and Duffy don't have the biggest strikeout situation. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But Cole Duffy for me in cash for now. We'll see how lineups come out. It is getaway day, so we're going to see some wonky lineups. So keep that in mind. But those are the main 5 arms I'm looking at there. Cole, Woodruff, Duffy, Eovaldi, Pineda. So if you want to get different in tournaments, you can fade Cole or you can fade Duffy. I'd prefer not fading both, but you can. And you can focus on Woodruff, Eovaldi, and Pineda. Those are kind of the angles for pitching on this slate to be a little different if you want to go that route. But let's talk bats. We got a lot of them. As I mentioned, reading the totals, as the day goes on, as the heat warms up, the totals get better and better. So catcher's position on this slate. Garver went deep on Wednesday. Good matchup for Jordan Lyles. The Twins are very, very much in play tonight. So are the Royals. Salvi's 48. I prefer Garver actually in this matchup. Or, like usual, I'm on the same money at catcher's position. That's just how we're going to roll, especially in cash. Let's just go down to our guys. Yan Gomes versus Drew Smyly. We're all in on Washington. Gomes went deep on Wednesday. He's only $3,400 versus Drew Smyly. We'll get all aboard that train once again. And then our buddy who went deep. If you want to go Kisner at 3K versus Walker, you can. But William Contreras, he went deep for us on Wednesday. He's facing John Lester. He's $2,900. So I like those two quite a bit. Keep an eye on some other potential guys. Remember, getaway day, you might get some nice sneaky values at the catcher's position. First base position, yeah, Freddie Freeman has hit Lester very, very well in his career. Freddie Freeman's also ice cold right now, so pick your poison. Lester's really annoying because he can like limit damage from time to time like Dallas Keuchel can, but we've also seen Lester just go full Lester. It's his second start back this season, so keep that in mind from the COVID IL. So Freeman at 56. I like Toronto. They've been pretty much ice cold overall since they've left good old Coors South and Dunedin, Florida. You get a day game in Oco, which plays a lot smaller than usual. The wind right now looks like it's blown out pretty heavy to center field in Oco, and you got Mike Fiers on the mound. So Vladito at 55 is very, very intriguing. Paul Goldschmidt hit an absolute moonshot on Wednesday. He's 53 versus Taiwan Walker. And then Pete Alonso swinging it good at 52. So you got some really good options up top. I think I prefer Vladito out of the group, but all pretty good, especially if you're stacking. That's the angle I would go with there. Carlos Santana at 48. I love a Royal stack yet again. We'll keep riding those bats. So if you're stacking up Kansas City, don't forget Mr. Carlos Santana. Ryan Zimmerman, Washington, very, very much in play. He's 42 versus Smiley. He usually hits third or fourth when the lefty's on the bump, so keep him in mind. If you're not playing Pineda, I have no problem playing Nate Lowe in cash and in tournaments. He's $3,600. Another nice, productive. I believe he got up to double digits. If not, he's at nine for sure. I think he got up to double digits last time I checked, but he's another nice value at $3,600 in his situation. A few others you can look at, like Miguel Sano's back. He's hitting eighth on Wednesday. Not the most ideal spot, but $3,300 versus Jordan Lyles. If you want a value against Lyles, who can get just destroyed, Sano's a good one. If you're not using Woodruff, Brad Miller's 32, another value in his situation. Other than that, Matt Carpenter's 2,700. He's first base, second base. If you're stacking St. Louis, when Carpenter plays, he usually hits fourth or fifth the last few times. So it's a great spot for the stack, and it's very affordable at 2,700. He's first base, second base. And then Vogelbach's only 26. He put up 9 points for you. He was cheap. He's cheap again. So if you're stacking Milwaukee, which I don't mind against Wheeler, I think they'll come in lower owned than they did on Wednesday because the matchup's a lot, quote-unquote, tougher with Wheeler on the mound. Vogelbach at 26 is a very good value as well. Second base position on this slate, you got Merrifield at 51. If you're stacking KC, Merrifield's phenomenal. Switch hit, Ozzie Albies at 47. He's had great success for Leicester as well, so don't sleep on him. If you're stacking St. Louis, Tommy Edman at 46 is in play for you. Going on down, you got Jed Lowry switch hitting versus Ryu at 41. Ryu making his return from the IL. Not sure how many innings he's going to go. Then you get some Toronto bullpen potentially. So Lowry at 41, not a bad value. Colton Wong at 4K if you're stacking Milwaukee. He's there for you. Kiki Hernandez has been leading off for Boston. I love Boston again. I'll go back to that well against Turnbull and the bullpen. Kiki's 39, not a bad look. Josh Harrison is batting second for Washington. He's 38 for your Washington National stacks. I mentioned there's a lot of offense tonight. Yes, or today, I should say, because it's day slate. Lots of offense. A few others to take a peek at if you're getting cheap. I mentioned Matt Carpenter at 27. If Joe Panik cracks the Toronto lineup, he's second base, third base at 27. If you want to get really weird with your Toronto stack, Panic's there and affordable. Third base position, J-Ram went deep on Wednesday. He's 57 versus Duffy. If you're fading Duffy, I don't know if I'm full stacking Duffy, but J-Ram would be one of my top priorities, obviously, switch hitting. And then if your idea is Duffy gets chased, well, then you get some Royals bullpen, which has been okay, but let's be real. It's got Wade Davis and Greg Holland before it gets to the big boys. So J-Ram can be quite nice. Rafael Devers, no problem with that at 52 in a stack. Same with Josh Donaldson, who's been sitting second for Minnesota. He's 5,100. Arenado's been heating up. He's 49 for your St. Louis stacks. This is a day for some nice stacks, that's for dang sure, because there's some good ones to take a look at on this slate. A few cheapers, like Chapman's 43, needs to get it going, could be Ryu time. Austin Riley's down to 39, put up a dud on Wednesday. Don't mind going back at him at 39 for nice value. If you're not paying Eovaldi, Condelario at 38 is a good price tag. Good price tag. Him and Goodrum and Grossman, very affordable, cheap pieces of Detroit. Not sure if you guys have been paying attention to the show lately, but Hunter Dozier been on fire. He went deep off of Shane Bieber on Wednesday. He's third base outfield eligible, and I've been telling you guys to play him while he's cheap because he's still cheap. He's $3,500, but that price tag is slowly arising. Usually when he's hitting, he's in the mid fours to upper fours. So he's at 35 right now. Good matchup versus McKenzie. McKenzie hasn't gone really past four full innings. He hasn't gone through five in a while. So you're going to get some Indians bullpen early in that one. So Dozier and the Royals, nice cheap piece at 35. Other than that, like Travis Shaw is 33. If you're stacking up Milwaukee, you mentioned Joe Panik. That's pretty much about it at the position. Shortstop, you got Bo Bichette if you're stacking Toronto. But Trey Turner went deep for us on Wednesday. If you're in the Slack chat, we were on Bogarts. The weather concerned us. I said switch to Turner if you're worried at all. That's the logical pivot. I even said it on the show at $4,700. He was too cheap, and he went deep. He's $5,300. I love him against Drew Smiley because I just can't stand not stacking against Drew Smiley. So Trey Turner at 53 is great, but Xander at 51, a phenomenal play as well. It's like usual. Turner, Bogarts. Bogarts is cheaper tonight, but that matchup versus Smiley for Turner, finger looking good, folks. Finger looking good. So Turner and Bogarts, both strong plays there. If you're stacking Minnesota, the Jorge Polanco at 49, second base shortstop eligible. Don't sleep on him because a lot of people won't pay that price tag for him. So it makes your chalkier stack more contrarian when you play Jorge Polanco. Marcus Semien slowly heating up. He's 46 in that stack. DeJong, I believe he went deep on Wednesday. He's 43 versus Taiwan Walker. IKF in your Texas stacks at 42. He will get pretty much overlooked. So that's a good contrarian angle on that stack. Nico Goodrum, mentioned him earlier. DD hit the granny. I'm not going back to that well, but I get it if you want to. Other than that, it's the usual. Like, you just kind of have to pay up. Like, Ahmed Rosario, Andres Jimenez are cheap versus Duffy. Just not sure I'm getting there. So I'm probably paying up as usual at the position between, like, Bogarts and Turner, unless my stacks dictate going somewhere else. But that'd be my main targets on the slate. Heading to the outfield on this 8-game day slate, you got Buxton, who just continues to hit another double, getting it done at $5,800. You got Acuna in a good spot. Nelly, he got some hits, just didn't go over the fence, unfortunately. He's 53. I love Minnesota. Buxton and Nelly are phenomenal plays. Just Dongs Martinez went deep on Wednesday. He's in a very, very nice spot again against the Bull at 52. So you got your big dogs up top, usually for stacking situations. But if you're playing in cash, I usually don't like paying up at outfield. But if you are, Buxton at 58, he's just consistent as it comes right now. Him and Acuna are just great. But I like Buxton's matchup against Lyle so much better. So, yeah, I'll go that route. Going cheaper, Ozuna versus Lester. If you're stacking Atlanta or even want a one-off, Ozuna, really good history against Lester. He's 4,800. Laureano went deep on Wednesday. He's 47. I like that move. Again, if you're fading Duffy, we love the Franimal versus lefties. He's 45. Kutch is slowly heating up. He's $4,200 versus Woodruff if you want to go that direction. Cheaper than 4K. Now, like, Teoscar is 4K. If you're stacking Toronto, that's a nice cheaper piece of the pie. Grichik at 38 is a nice cheap piece as well. Mentioned Ahmed Rosario and then Jordan Luplow, 37 each for Cleveland. If you're fading the Duff Master, he's going to be chalk. So that's a good contrarian stack if you want to go that route. One of these days, Duffy will get blown up. So pick your poison. But Dozier at 35 again. Love that play. Max Kepler is only 34. He led off against a righty on Tuesday, batted seventh against the lefty on Wednesday. I'd imagine he's leading off again. So if Kepler's leading off at 34, that's cash game value. That's just overall awesome value to begin with. So Kepler at 34, keep an eye on the lineups. Grossman, again, I mentioned Grossman can be a $3,300 cheapie. Brad Miller at 32. You got Josh Naylor, just put their lefty, though. But Jorge Soler at 32, get there. Joey Gallo in a tournament at only 31. Tyler O'Neill is only 3K versus Taiwan Walker. That's a phenomenal tournament value. O'Neill is hitting the ball extremely well, super cheap on this one. So keep him on your mind. Benintendi is only 3K. He is hitting well, hitting second for the Royals. So don't hate that at all. Adolis Garcia is only 3K. Another, like, they're so cheap. Our Royals, our Rangers, our Brewers, 3K. Jackie Bradley Jr., Low Kane's 2,900. He put up 18 points. Avisel Garcia is down there. He put up 20 points. Like Avisel Garcia is $2,700 versus Wheeler. Kyle Tucker is down to 27. Victor Robles is 27 versus Drew Smiley. Robles, he's not playing great, but he's starting to get hits. He's hit safely in four of his last six for Robles. That's pretty darn good. And he's 2,700 versus Drew Smiley. Like, I'm not saying run to play Robles, but if you want a wraparound stack with Turner and the guys up top, it's not the worst thing. Kyle Garlick's here at 26. Piscotty Week at 26. Lots of value, as usual. Like, Kevin Pillar's down here. He's been hitting cleanup. Tons of value in the outfield. Makes it so hard to pay up. But the one thing I'll mention, and it could have worked well on Wednesday, if you're paying up for pitching with all these value bats, because we wanted the value stacks because we liked them better, period, you could leave money on the table. There's nothing wrong with that. We talk about it in golf all the time. It's uncomfortable. It's weird. But in reality, like on Wednesday, the aces didn't really ace. They kind of all played the same. They're kind of mediocre. They still got you great floors, which is what you're looking for. The ceilings weren't really there. But you could have played both aces, and you could have stacked like Kansas, or you wouldn't have stacked Kansas City if you had Bieber. But like, Kansas City was cheap. Milwaukee was cheap. And Texas was cheap, and they're all decent production-wise, especially Milwaukee and Kansas City, and they didn't cost you anything. So you could have left the money on the table for sure. So something to keep in mind when you're building, you don't have to spend all your money. That's very, very simple. It's tough. It doesn't look good. It's not fun. But if you really like where you're at, if you really like your stacks and you like your money, walk away. Just walk away. Just trust the process. Recap on the pitching, my main pitchers, Gerrit Cole, Brandon Woodruff, Danny Duffy, Nate Eovaldi, Michael Pineda, those five. Those are the main five I'm going with. You got your cash game, Cole-Duffy combo. You can mix it up if you want, but that's the main one, Cole and Duffy. And then get weird in your tournaments if you choose. My main stacks, Toronto, Washington, Kansas City, Boston, and Minnesota. Those are my main ones right now. If you want to go back to Milwaukee, no problem with that at all, especially for the value in that one, but my main ones, Toronto, Washington, Kansas City, Boston, Minnesota. No specific order yet. Want to see lineups, all that good stuff. But those are the ones I'm looking at to go with the five pitchers I'm looking at and all that good stuff. So eight games on your Thursday. Hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. If you want to get in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat, just slide me that email. Also, check out my written content at rotoballer.com. You have your free DraftKings picks article coming out on Thursday for you, bright and early. Also, if you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your May 6th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.